We want to notice here in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Verse 12. Luke chapter 15, verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me. Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. I remember when I was a kid, and I was constantly coming, they'd give me, give me, give me. Imagine you got tired of hearing that. But he goes on to say in verse 13, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and he joined himself to a citizen of that country. He sent him into his fields to feed swine. Here we have a Jewish boy down here in a hog pen feeding the pigs. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. I have sinned against heaven. I believe this old boy was saved. Some think he was lost. But it's not going to do injustice to the scripture either way. And so we see that he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven. Lost man doesn't realize that. He said, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. In the original language, that means that he fell on his neck and kissed him with kisses. Covered him with kisses. But this is a beautiful picture here. And I can't help but see this father. Here he is out there waiting and looking for his son. Waiting for his son to come back home. He was waiting for him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. We can become dead to the spiritual things of God. We can get so backslidden. We can get so far away from the Lord. And we can get so involved in the far country of this old world that we don't have a desire for the spiritual things of God. And so he says, my son was dead and is alive again. So it tells us at one time he was alive. Now we see that he is alive again. He was lost. He was lost to the spiritual things of the Lord. He got on the wrong path. He got on the hog pen trail. And is found. And they began to be merry. We want to preach this morning on the subject, coming home in rags. Coming home in rags. We want to go down into a far country this morning and watch a disobedient son make his way back to his father. He decided that he wanted to take his own life into his own hands. And he wanted to use his life the way that he wanted to. He didn't need any more supervision. He didn't need any more advice. There was a few things that he did want from his dad. And one of those things that he wanted from his dad was his money. And so he says, Dan, give me my money. I want everything that's coming to me. I want to leave home. I want my own independence. I want to be free. And we want to notice two things concerning this prodigal son or this wasteful son. And that's what prodigal means here. We want to notice the joy of his return. And second of all this morning, we want to notice the sadness of his disobedience. There was some things that this younger son left in this far country. We see, first of all, he left his sin in the far country. We see here in verse 17 through 19, and when he came to himself, I believe there comes a time in a disobedient child of God's life when they backslide, they get away from the Lord, and they come to themselves. And we see that this son did not come to himself on his own. And the gradual process that we see here going on in the life of this son shows us that the Holy Spirit of God was dealing in his life. And so he came to himself and he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? So he looks back at home and he remembers how good he had it at home. Kids, I'll tell you something this morning. You have a mom and daddy that loves you. You have a mom and daddy that cares for you. You better thank God every night you lay that head on that pillow. And thank God for the mom and daddy that you have. And the things that you have, that they have worked their fingers to the bones to supply for you. And this young man took for granted everything that his mom and dad had done. I really do. Do y'all see that in this? He took for granted the goodness and the graciousness of his daddy. And as long as mom and daddy will let you lay that head on that pillow and cover up with those clean sheets that you have every night, and you're able to put your feet underneath their table, you better praise God for it. This was something that this young man had forgotten. Is all he had on his mind was to get away from home. I want to live on my own. I want to do my own thing. And that he did. And so he left his sin in this far country. We see here in these verses he repented of his sin. And the word repent means to change one's mind. And that's exactly what he did as he was taking care of those pigs. He came to himself. And in verse 13 and 14, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land that he began to be in want. So we see here that he wasted his life. He wasted his life with riotous living. Listen, the devil does not want a little bit of you. The devil wants every bit of you. He's not going to settle for a little bit of you. You may be here this morning and backslidden and away from God and gotten away from God, and you've been out there in the far country and you've wasted your life spiritually. You're cold and indifferent, and the spiritual things of God don't mean much to you anymore. The devil doesn't want a little bit of you. He wants all of you. And he's going to strip you of everything you have spiritually. He wants all of you. And the devil was not satisfied until he had taken him to the hog pen. And the devil's not going to be satisfied with you until he gets every bit of you. Until he gets you to the hog pen. He wasn't satisfied until he had got him as low as he could take him. And you're here and saved by the grace of God, backslidden, away from God. He's going to take you as low as you can. How spiritual are you today? What condition are you in spiritually this morning? And I believe every one of us that's saved by the grace of God, we know the condition that we are in spiritually. Nobody has to tell us. I don't have to tag and name everything that's going on in your life. I don't have to tag the sins that you're thinking about even now or that you've thought of in the past week. Because you know exactly the spiritual condition that your life is in right now. And you know very well about the grace of God and how gracious and how merciful and how long-suffering the Lord has been to you since you've been in the far country. Since you've been away from the Lord. Sin will always take you further than you intend to go. Sin will always cost you more than you intend to pay. And sin will keep you longer than you intend to stay. It will always do that. And so this young man was able to do exactly what he wanted to do. And that he did. But we see his worst difficulties began when he did exactly what he wanted to do. That's when your difficulties will just begin. When you're able to do exactly what you want to do. Man, I've had it so rough at home, and I can't wait till I get out of here. I tell you what, you better stay in that little house of yours with mom and daddy as long as they'll put up with you. You'll understand that by and by. And when you begin to backslide, this is exactly what happens to you. Those difficulties become harder. But praise God, the Lord never loses sight of His own. He never loses sight of His own. And I praise God for that. This young boy never got out of the sight of the Lord. The Lord knew where he was at all the time. The Lord knows where every single one of us are today. Spiritually. He knows exactly where we are. You're out there in the far country, don't you think that you can hide from God? Because you can't hide. Run, yes. You can run from God, but you cannot hide from Him. And so praise God that He does not leave us to ourselves. Aren't you thankful this morning that God deals with us? When we get away from the Lord, we sin against the Lord, and the Lord continually works with us, and He deals with us, and He woos us, and He lovingly draws us back to Him. Aren't you glad of that? Or do you want the Lord just to leave you alone and let you go and get in sin like this boy here did? Do you want to end up where he did? He was a very rebellious boy. But regardless of how rebellious that we become, the Lord still deals with us. We see also that he left his plans to sin in the far country. He had enough. He came to the end of his rope. You know, sin looks good at its beginning. But oh, the bitter results. The end results. To this young boy, everything looked beautiful. Everything looked good. Sin looked good to him. While he was in the bright lights, throwing away his money on drugs and drinking and women, he was having a big time. He was having a good time. But where did he end up? He ended up in the hog pen. So that hog pen trail was not a very pleasant road for him to travel. And it's not a very pleasant road for you to travel. And I believe that this far country first existed in his own heart. That is something that he wanted to do. That is something that he wanted to try. It began in his own heart. I don't believe anybody talked him into that. I believe he ended up there because he wanted to be there. He wanted to do those things. Those were some sins that he wanted to be involved in. We have a tendency not to take responsibility for our actions. But every single one of us this morning are responsible for our actions. Don't you dare blame it on your dad. I don't know what this fella did. But don't blame it on the dad. Don't blame it on the mom. I ended up where I'm at today because mom forced me to be there. Or my dad forced me to be there. Or my mom and dad forced me to leave. I didn't have any freedom. I didn't have any liberty. No, don't do that. This was in his own heart. And he did it because he wanted to do it. His life in the far country was not what he expected. It was not what he expected. And it never is. It never is. We see that his money ran out. His friends left him, and a famine came in his life. So what we see before us this morning is the Lord's way of showing what sin really does in the lives of those that reject his will. He rejected the will of God. We get backslidden away from God as what has happened is that we have rejected His will. We have refused to follow the Lord any longer. We want to depart. We want to go away. We want to go contrary to what God wants us to do and the way God wants us to live. And so we strike out and we go our own way. Sin promises freedom. Doesn't it? This old boy got away from home and he says, "Man, I'm free." And so sin promises freedom, but it always brings slavery. Jesus answered there in John 8:34, where he said, Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." It promises success. Boy, I'll tell you what, if I leave home, I'm going to have it made. I'm going to succeed. And if you don't believe that, Dad, you just watch me. Dad would say, "Son," I'm sure his dad talked to him. "Son, I'm trying to tell you something. Son, I'm trying to tell you where you're going to end up. Dad, you just watch me." I can just imagine that's the conversation that they had. Might have been a little bit deeper than that. But knowing this father, and knowing the loving heart that this father had, I'm sure that he spoke to him in a very low tone of voice. I believe he was very kind. He was very gracious to him. And he was trying to teach him that that world out there does not have what he thinks to offer. So sin promises success, but it brings failure. It promises life, but the wages of sin is death. There is always wages to sin. The boy thought that he would find himself Well, just leave me alone, Mom and Dad. Just leave me alone for a couple months. I got to find myself. I got to find myself. I've got to get out there and I've got to experience some of these things myself. That's a very expensive way of trying to get where you want to go. Especially when you're saved by the grace of God. So the boy thought that he would find himself. But he only lost himself in sin. When God is left out of our lives, enjoyment becomes enslavement. You become a servant of sin. Now let's notice for a few moments his repentance. This young man changed his mind about himself and about his situation. And he had admitted that he had sinned. So in other words, I believe that he went back to where he got off. And you're never going to be right with the Lord until that happens. And that's exactly what you're going to have to do. You're here this morning, you've backslidden, you've been in the far country, you've gotten away from the Lord, you've gotten away from your church, you're never going to be right until you come back and you get on where you got off. You just don't automatically start here and keep and go spiritually. You've got to go back to where you got off. And you know exactly where you got off. You go back to where you got off. You confess it before the Lord. You say, Lord, I've sinned. I've done wrong. I'm sorry. I know it's grieved you. I know I've sinned against you. And I'm sorry that that has happened. And I want the Lord to forgive me. I want this church to forgive me. And I want to get back serving the Lord the way the Lord had had me to. You'll never come back to the Lord until you admit your sin. You've got to admit it. Just like this boy did. And there were some things here that he found out when he came back. He found out that his daddy was a very gracious man. And home was far better than the far country. He also found out that he had a loving father. He found out that his dad was a very gracious man. In verse 18, notice what he said. I will arise and I'll go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. So he said, I will arise, I will go, and I will say. Whew. Man, how his language changes now. After he went through some of the things that he went through. Now he says, I will arise, and I will go, and I will say. He also found out how much his father loved him. In verse 20. And he arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. Here the father was outdoors, in the doorway or looking out the window, but he was constantly looking for his son to come back home. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing this morning. He's waiting for you to come back home. What a loving picture of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's waiting for you to come back to Him. And He fell on His neck and He kissed Him. He covered Him with kisses. I have a 41-year-old son. Is coming back to the Lord. And he was here just a couple weeks ago. Gave me a birthday card. And I said the other day, I wouldn't take $1 million for it. I wouldn't take $2 million today. And after he said everything he wanted to say and everything that the card said and the great message in the card, and on the bottom of it, he said, and I really mean this, but he's been a rebellious son. And when he left, it took him 41 years to be able to give his dad a kiss on the cheek. But I've always tried to be there. And I can just picture this son and this dad embracing. He loved him. So I believe when you come back to the Lord, you'll find out how much the Lord loves you. And you'll find out how much your brothers and sisters really love you. You're here this morning and a member of this church, or have been a member of this church, and you've drifted away from the Lord, and you've gotten out and away into the far country. I'll guarantee you this morning, every member of Olmsted Baptist Church is standing at the door with their arms wide open for you to come back. We welcome you to come back. The Holy Spirit of God has gotten a hold of you like He's gotten a hold of this son. This church is waiting. The Lord is waiting. Every brother and sister you have here this morning is waiting for you to come back. He loved his son. And he wanted to show that love. And we see also that everything this boy had hoped to find in far country, he found back home. Back home. Clothes were there. Had his daddy's robe on. Jewelry was there. His friends were there. A joyful celebration was there. Love was there. And assurance for the future was there for him. So now instead of saying, Father, give me, he said, Father, make me. Y'all see that there? In verse 19, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son, make me as one of thy hired servants. So it's not give me, Dad. It's now make me. Now he had a desire to want to be a servant. To want to be a servant. So in the far country, he learned the meaning of misery. But back home, he discovered the meaning of mercy. Where are you today? Are you on that hog pen trail? Are you in the hog pen? Have you come to yourself? As I said earlier, all of us know where we are spiritually. I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're on the verge of entering that hog pen trail. It's not worth it. Because your end results are going to be the same results as this young boy here. That's where you're going to end up. That's where you're going to end up. He said, boy, Brother Jones, only if I could give my testimony. Only if I could testify to the fact that, Brother Jones, what you said is true. There's no happiness out there. There's no joy out there. The only place you're going to find happiness and joy is in the will of God, doing what the Lord would have you to do. You say, Brother Jones, I've gotten off. I've sinned. And I want to go back to where I got off. And I want to serve the Lord. I want things to get right. I want to get things right with the Lord. I want to get things right with this church. And I want to serve the Lord. If you don't mean that, don't you budge. If you mean that, you come. Spirit of God has dealt with your heart. You're here this morning, you're lost, not saved by the grace of God, or maybe the Lord has saved you. You want us to know about it.